Hi, everybody. This is very nerve-wracking. I've never talked onto a computer before. I love watching all your beautiful faces, but I do just say just a beautiful good morning, and it's lovely to keep together, isn't it? I just want to pray. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that, Lord, even though we can't go to church, Lord, we can do this online and you are in our presence. We just say, Holy Spirit, come in all your glory. Just come and fill us with your presence, Lord. We want more. We want more. We want to shine with your glory. We want to be a light in this time when it's in turbulence. We just say, Holy Spirit, come and fill us. We thank you, Jesus, for the cross. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord Jesus. We are just thank you so much, and we love you. And, Lord, I pray today that as the word is opened up, this will be a word of encouragement, but also of Holy Spirit. So just come and breathe on the word of God today, Lord. Just breathe on it and bring it alive, and just help me to be able to declare it the way that you would like us to declare it. Thank you, Jesus. We're actually looking in Joshua. And, you know, in Joshua 1, it says a lot, be strong and courageous. And as I was pondering and just seeking the Lord last night, I just said, what is it you want to bring? And he said, just go and speak on Joshua, how to be strong and courageous. Because, you know, it says in verse 1 that Moses, my servant, is dead. Joshua, this is your lot. You have to come up and rise up. And I'm just saying to people today, this is our lot. We're to rise up. We're to take up and be strong and courageous. In Joshua 1:9, and this is in the New King James, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor to be afraid. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you. And I find this a very encouraging verse. And then in verse 1:2, it says, 1 and 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Joshua, arise, go over this Jordan and take all the people. And suddenly Joshua was to arise and to take the people over into the promised land. And I think this anointing is for us today, that we're going through something that is new. We've never been there before. And I think Edith just did such a beautiful communion message. It just brought it all out of what we're going through, the isolation. But it is a time to be strong and courageous. It's a time to press into God. You know, I love the scripture where the Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's to be strong and of good courage. And in verse 7 it says, only be strong and a very courageous. So God is telling Joshua all the time to be strong and courageous. And I just feel we need to be told that. You know, there's times what we're going through right now. My daughter had to have got a cold, and we thought, is this a time where the coronavirus has hit Ange? But thankfully, it wasn't. But it is a time where we do get worried. And in Joshua 3:4b, it says, for you have not passed this way before. We've never been on this journey. We've never been here before. But God is saying, I want you to press in. This is such an unknown territory that we are right now. We are in lockdown. And it's like, stuck with Clive. And but we're getting on good. We haven't, and I just give them duties. And we're having an amazing time together, because we're in the Spirit of God. We love to put on worship. We love Jesus. We love worship just permeating through our house. And this is a time to do this, is to really, you know, let God just come into your house, to bring the glory, to bring the presence, even though there's all this stuff out there. No bug's going to touch us. You know, the Israelites put the blood over the threshold, and I just oiled that. And that's to do that for us as well, is to is to know that we are protected in every way. You know, there's a there is a shaking going on and a turmoil. But, you know, what I love is the battle belongs to the Lord. He is in this battle. We will win it. We will come out top. Church will never be the same. It will be different. And I believe we're in a way of new ways of doing things. As the Lord said, you've not been this way before. It gives time for families to get together, to get around the table, to talk together, to play games, play tennis, to do things. It's a oneness in the spirit. And it's good for marriages as well, because we have to do everything together. And it's wonderful. And it's a time, I believe, that we're to live in the heart of God. It's a time to get into the Word of God, deep into the Word, time to soak in His presence. God said, soak in my presence, to marinate, to be in His presence, to saturate yourself in it. And it's a time, I know my favorite scripture, rise, shine, for your light has come. Well, the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, even though great darkness is over the earth. We are to shine with His glory. We have the light. We have His presence. We are the ones. He lives within us. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is within us. And I just think it's what a privilege in this time. And when we see the government on TV, it's like, pray for them. It's all bad news. Bad news is white and yellow strips come through and it's bad news. But let's pray believing. Let's get into prayer. Let's get on our knees to pray and to really seek the Lord, because the world is so dark. And I love Joshua 3:5. I just turn there. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And this is what God is saying, is to sanctify our bodies, to sanctify our minds, to sanctify everything. You know, to sanctify is to concentrate. The definition, to purify. How can we purify? It's to get out of the things of the world and what we watch, but to be purified, to have the mind of Christ, to be holy, to walk in holiness, to walk in purity, to be set apart in out of this world. We are totally set apart. What a privilege for us to walk and to be sanctified. And the blood of Jesus sanctifies us. And I just want to say at this point, if anybody doesn't know Jesus, if you're watching today by chance and you don't know Jesus, I just pray that it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses you. He takes all your sins. And I just want you to say this prayer with me. And Clive, say it with me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
I give my life to you.
I give my life to you.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Clean.
Clean.
From all my sins.
From all my sins.
Forgive me for everything I have done.
Forgive me for everything.
Now I want to be your child.
Now I want to be your child.
I want to give my life to you. I want to surrender to you.
I want to give my life to you. I want to surrender to you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you've said that prayer today, the angels are rejoicing in heaven. It's awesome. And I believe we're in a time where God is saying we've got to make ourselves ready for the end times. I believe the Lord's return is so close. And it is, you know, He said we're the bride of Christ to make ourselves beautiful. And it's such, it really is such a precious time in God that we won't have this opportunity again to be able to spend time with Him moment by moment, by being with Him. And I think it's a good idea to take communion every day. And as Joshua was taking the Israelites through the Jordan into the Promised Land, I'm just going to read from Joshua 4. I've got it written down. Where are we? Yes, and 14. So it was when the people set out from their camp to cross over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people. And as those who bore the Ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the Ark dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks during the whole time of harvest. That's a miracle. What happens, and that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Sisaratan. So the waters that went down into the sea of the Arabah, the salt sea failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over the opposite side, opposite to Jericho. And the priest who bore the Ark of the Covenant, they were carrying the presence of God. The Lord stood stern on dry ground. It was amazing. It's a miracle. In the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over onto dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the land. And this is, the river stood still. And I believe for us, this is a promise from God. This is an encouragement from God. God is saying, I can do a miracle now, and I will do a miracle for you. I'm taking you to your promises. I'm taking you into the promised land, over the River Jordan. And it's a crossing over for us. I believe this is a time where God is shaking, where God is cleaning us, where God is just with us saying, I want you to get on your knees and just say, ask God, is there any sin in me? Just ask him. He said he wants to sanctify. This is what Joshua said, to sanctify, to be pure. And this is a time where the church has got to come in as a shaking, and he will shake off everything that's not of him. And we need to say this, Lord God, take off everything that's not of you. You know, the tears are being pulled out from the wheat. Right now, God is pulling the tears out and leaving the wheat. There's a lot in the church that aren't walking close to God, and God's pulling you out and leaving the remnant to really go on. So I just believe that God is saying to us today, more than anything, be strong and courageous in this. Don't fear. Don't let fear take over. Don't let fear come into your life. Just say, because God is in us. And you know, pray the prayer of David, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. It is a time really to be holy, to be pure, to be walking in the holiness of God. He is so beautiful. He is one that loves us so dearly. We are written on his hands. He knows us. He knows everything about us. And even he knows we're in lockdown. He knows we're in this bubble, but yet he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will protect you with the blood of Jesus. So be strong and courageous. Clive's going to bring something, but I just want to end. What do you want to say this, Clive? I just want to bless you and from Numbers 6. So let's see God's hands coming down on you and touching you right now for what is to come ahead. I believe as his hands are just stretched out, and just believe the angelic realm is in your house and the angels are there with you. This is what I want to bless you with. The Lord bless you and keep you. He wants to keep you in every way, out of every virus. That virus does not touch you, out of every harm and your whole family. The Lord make his face shine upon you. You know, when you see that, just to see his face shining upon you, and be gracious to you, and Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and he will give you peace. And he wants you to walk in that peace like never before, to know that he has got you. We are on the earth for such a time as this, and we're going to see such a harvest of souls, and God is with us. Now, Clive wants to share.
Good morning, everybody. I was just alerted to a scripture the other day, and it's really something that's touched me, and it's 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. And it says this, "So we do not focus on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporal," from which we get the word temporary. "But what is unseen is eternal." And I believe that we've got to focus in this time on things that are eternal, because there is a major distraction right now to have us focused on the temporary. And that's not where we live. We live in the eternal, and we've got to be focused on the eternal. See, temporary, the word temporary means subject to change or destined to death. It's not where, as believers, we should be living, where we shift with every change and that the world is putting on us. And it's destined to death. It's not where we are to be living. But we need to be in the eternal. That is without death. It's without decay. And we have to be in that place where we have the fire of God burning within us. We've got to be in that place where we're looking and saying, "God, what are you doing? Where is it in the eternal realm?" And I believe as we do that, God really speaks to us. And I feel that in these days, we've got to have enough of God inside of us. We've got to have enough of the fire inside of us so that we can withstand the pressure that is coming from the outside. And right now, there is a tremendous amount of pressure that is being put us from the temporal realm, from the temporary realm. And we've got to make sure that in these days, we have enough of God inside of us to withstand the pressure from what is coming against us from outside of us. And if we don't do that, we will cave in. We will cave in. We've got to stand strong in God at this time. Otherwise, we cave in. And the picture that I've seen before is the picture of a hot air balloon. And when a hot air balloon moves over your house, you might be inside, but you don't see it, but you hear it. And what are you hearing with a hot air balloon? Every 15 or 30 seconds, you hear the sound of a flame, of a swoosh, of a flame being lit. And it's a continuous thing where the flame is being lit inside the hot air balloon. And that is what keeps it afloat. That is what keeps it moving in the atmosphere. And it's the same thing, as I've explained, happens to us, happens to a hot air balloon. If there is not enough of that fire putting inside the right atmosphere inside the balloon, that balloon will eventually cave in and fall. And we are the same. And so we have to have the fire of God burning within us at this time. I believe it's so important that we have that fire. And we've got to purposely set aside time to allow God to fill us, to allow God to fill us as we worship him, as we read his word. What a tremendous opportunity we have to get more into the word, to get more into just listening to worship,
to do those things that are going to make us stronger, that are going to cause the fire to burn within us more and more and more than we've ever had before, so that we can truly withstand the pressures that are coming against us. And I would say to you this day that don't miss the opportunity. Don't focus on what God does not want you to focus on, but focus on that which is eternal. And you will come out of this stronger than you've ever been before. Bless you all in Jesus' name. Trisha's coming to just close in prayer this morning.
That was awesome, Clive. We're a good team, I reckon. I just want to pray this prayer. I've got it down and I just feel it's very good. So just join with me as we pray. Lord, your word teaches us that when we choose to live in the secret place of the Most High, that I shall abide and under the shadow of the Almighty Father. Today I decree and say to the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. You are my God, and we choose you at this moment to trust in you. We thank you, Father, that you shall surely deliver us. You will protect us. You will keep us under your feathers and under your wings and in your mighty hand. We choose to take refuge and strength, Lord. Your word and truth shall be our defense, our shield, our buckler. And in you, Father, we will trust. We shall fear no evil, nor shall we be fearful of terror by night, of the arrow that flies in the day. No pestilence, sickness, coronavirus, or any other infirmity shall come near us. Only with my eyes shall we see the reward of the wicked. We shall live in the abundance of the supernatural provision and health and fulfill our call and our God-ordained destiny. Lord, we choose to set our spirit and soul and heart upon you. You have promised to deliver us and to set us upon high because we have chosen to know your name and nature. You enable and empower us to prosper, to be in perfect health through the finished work of Calvary. Lord, we call upon you right now that you will answer our prayer. Thank you, Father, that you are with us in times of trouble. You will deliver us. You will protect us. You will release your glory and honor my life and your life. Thank you, Father, that you will satisfy us with a long life. Thank you for revealing to me the fullness of your salvation. Your salvation freely given to me through the finished work of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you. Well, next week we'll be a bit more familiar with this. It was a bit hard going, but I'm sure we got a message out there to bless you all. And you imagine when we get back all together, we will be dancing all over the church with hallelujah, praise God. And oh, it'll be just so wonderful to get back together. But it's just lovely. Noel, we thank you for all the hard work this has been. You're amazing. And we couldn't have done it if it wasn't for you. So we just thank you, and Edith, bless you too. Hallelujah.
Amen.